first day of practice in the books. Camp is here. First of all, how you feeling, man? What's going on?
Feeling amazing, man. It's so good to be back with the guys and working and back at it.
Clark Phillips was one of the stories last year. You and Drake London getting after it.
Yeah.
What's the difference this year, man? I mean, you feel it like a vet. You feel like you're going to be the starting corner on this team opposite A.J. Terrell.
Yeah, it's year two, man. Just looking for improvement, trying to grow, trying to get better. And, yeah, man, I can't wait to compete with Drake this year.
Well, everybody was telling us, I say everybody, your teammates, Jesse Bates. We talked to A.J., and they were talking about your development and your growth. Talk a little bit about that, man. This offseason, you know, you played a lot last year. But what did you focus on this offseason?
One of the biggest things was just learning from counterparts, learning from all of the guys that played in front of me. And then really leaning on guys like Coach Gray, Coach Hood, for that development to continue to take place. I feel like I grew a lot last year, but looking to keep on growing, man. I'm a young player in this league, and I just want to help the team win.
It's Clark Phillips with us live on Dukes and Bell. What has Jimmy Lake said your role is going to be?
So far, we're just, you know, I'm just kind of cross-training, playing nickel and corner, just trying to learn everything, man. That's the biggest thing, is just trying to get better every single day. So I'm just taking it day by day and just want to keep on growing.
Mike, I feel like I'm watching a movie right now. Clark Phillips is dropping the day by day, one day at a time.
Yeah, that's it.
You have learned the art in just your second year to not give the media any juice.
Man, listen. What do you want to see yourself out here doing? What do you envision yourself being this season?
Making plays, man. Making plays. Last year we got a few opportunities, and I feel like I capitalized in a lot of situations. And with the coaching staff, I feel like they're giving me great opportunities early on in training camp to get out there and help the guys win. So I'm excited.
Going up against some elites, we saw that last game of the season. That seemed like that was a learning curve for you. What do you take from that last game against New Orleans?
Man, it's great. It's great. Great learning experience. As we know, DB man is one of the tougher positions on the field, and I'm grateful to be in the fire and grateful to learn, grateful to play, and then, you know, grateful to be with these guys. They couldn't have made it any better.
We're talking with Clark Phillips here, guys. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day one of camp is in the books. And is this more or less than what you experienced last year? Like, coming in, your expectations last year, how you felt versus now?
Well, obviously, you know, your first time at anything, man, just seems like it's everything getting thrown at you. And that was my experience last year, but I was grateful for it. I feel like I picked up, and I was picked up where I left off out of college. And then, you know, this year it's like, okay, everything's kind of happening twice now. This is the second time doing everything, so it's definitely a lot more comfortable in a sense.
All right, trying to pull some details out. Now, no secret sauce. Should we expect more zone coverage, more man-to-man? How do you, a mixture of both?
Man, whatever my DC calls, man. I'm gonna go with the flow, man. And we try to sharpen our tools and our knives and our swords, man, so that we're ready for whatever he calls.
Clark, as far as going up against Drake and Kyle every day, you know, talk about that experience, man, because there's high expectations for what the offense is going to look like, especially with Kirk now in the center.
Man, great players, man. Fun to guard and practice, and, you know, we expect a big year out of both of them.
And we added some speed. I mean, obviously, we're going to see more balls in the air and balls being caught tomorrow, but it seems like we had a real speed element with Darnell Mooney, some of those other dudes.
What's up, Darnell?
Go ahead. They make some practices real fun. They make practices real fun. Guarding guys like that, you know, you can only be ready for Sundays.
Man, we appreciate you. Good luck this camp, and looking forward to watching.
Thank you, guys, man.
You got
appreciate it.